normally, people can control pain with the help of medication. Whether it's a headache or pain following a major operation, there are lots of drugs available. If one sort doesn't help, there's likely to be a more powerful one that will. But what happens in chronic pain? Most people who suffer chronic pain are likely to have tried an increasing number of more and more powerful painkillers, and they'll have discovered that they don't achieve the results that they're supposed to. Often, if they're effective at all, they only take the edge off. Ineffective medication can be very frustrating, particularly when you have to battle against side effects like constipation or concentration difficulties. These can interfere with your life almost as much as the pain. Indeed, some of the problems you associate with the pain may actually be caused by the painkillers. Painkillers are designed for pains where the body's pain systems are doing their job properly. However, some of these mechanisms may have gone wrong in chronic pain. Also, when a person takes painkillers, over time the body may become less able to produce its own pain-killing chemicals. These chemicals, known as endorphins, are produced naturally in the body and help us to overcome pain. They're chemically quite similar to one of nature's most powerful painkillers, morphine. Many people with chronic pain find themselves in a kind of trap where their medication has become less of a friend and more of an enemy. The daily routine of tablet taking can dominate their lives and can become like a roller coaster ride over which they have little control. They can spend much of the time watching for the pain to avoid getting caught out before the medication has started to work again. You can end up hating the medication almost as much as you feel that you need it. So what can you do if any of this describes your situation? As always, if you do need to make changes, make them slowly and talk with relevant professionals, such as your doctor, nurse or pharmacist. Some people try hard to avoid taking the medication until the pain is severe, but this isn't a good idea. Painkillers work best if you take them before the pain becomes severe. Also, though it may sound odd, it's not always a good idea to keep the medication for when the pain level rises. Instead, try taking it at regular times, whether your level of pain is high or low. By this method, the pain stops controlling your routines and dominating your thoughts. You also end up with a more even level of medication in your body throughout the day. Start by keeping a record of how much you're taking now, and do that over a period of a week or more to get a fair picture. Work out how much you're taking in an average day and how much a single dose would be if you were to take your daily amount in, say, four separate lots, spaced out evenly throughout the day. Try taking your medication at these fixed times. But what if you're taking too much medication and it's causing problems for you or not doing any good? Like many other people with chronic pain, there may have been times when you've tried taking extra tablets to deal with a particularly severe pain, and you found that they make no difference. In the same way, many people with chronic pain find that they can gradually reduce their medication without a significant increase in pain. This can be a frightening step to take. The fear that the pain might become severe is a very real one for many people. But the key word is gradually. It's sudden dramatic changes that are likely to cause you problems. Again, do discuss the situation with your doctor, and if the doctor agrees that reducing your medication is worthwhile, you should draw up a plan of action with your doctor, nurse or pharmacist. You would need to stick to your usual time schedule for your medication, but in slow, easy steps, begin cutting down. You might, for example, take 10% less for a week, then a further 10% the following week, and so on. Small, even tiny reductions are better than big ones. Your doctor may be able to prescribe your medication in liquid form to make it easier to measure and make small changes. You may find you are only able to achieve a small reduction, but if so, it's still an achievement. But some people find that they're able to stop the medication completely without a significant rise in pain. The body's own painkillers, the endorphins, may end up doing a better job than the man-made ones.